With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Yellowstone County woman in her 80s has died of COVID-19, the 17th death in Montana due to the respiratory virus. County health officials announced the death today. According to Riverstone Health, the woman, whose name has not been released, died Monday at a Billings hospital. She is the third person to die from coronavirus in the county. Montana's last confirmed COVID-19 death happened on April 28th, also in Yellowstone County. There have been no new cases among the more than 3,000 tests run in the 5 days from Thursday through Monday. One new case was discovered in Bighorn County today. As of Monday, tests have confirmed 479 cases of COVID-19 in Montana to date. At least 21 cases are still active. Governor Steve Bullock has announced plans for the second phase of reopening the economy to begin on June 1st, with increased capacity at bars and restaurants and a lifting of the 14-day quarantine for out-of-state travelers. A U.S. judge has dealt a setback to the Trump administration's efforts to increase domestic oil and gas exploration. Judge Brian Morris said administration officials failed to protect habitat for a declining bird species when it issued leases on hundreds of thousands of acres. The case involves greater sage grouse, a ground-dwelling bird that's seen its numbers drop dramatically in recent decades. Morris struck down administration policies that have allowed more drilling in sage-grouse habitat. The judge also canceled leases on more than 300,000 acres in Montana and Wyoming and required officials to return the sales proceeds to companies. The states of Wyoming and Montana had intervened in the case on the side of the Trump administration. Montana's Attorney General is asking the state Supreme Court to restore a recently blocked state deadline for receiving mail-in ballots ahead of the June 2nd primary. The election is being conducted by mail due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Kevin Trevlin reports.
A Yellowstone County District Court judge issued an injunction on Friday temporarily suspending a state law saying mail-in ballots must be received at a county election office by 8 p.m. on Election Day. The order says ballots must instead be postmarked by Election Day. Tuesday morning, State Attorney General Tim Fox asked the Montana Supreme Court to halt the district court's order and quickly rule on the law establishing Montana's Election Day receipt deadline. In a court filing, Fox argues a later ballot deadline would threaten the upcoming primary election's integrity while confusing voters and hampering election officials. The state Supreme Court hasn't scheduled any next steps on the request submitted by Fox, who is also running for governor as a Republican. As for the district court injunction's ground-level impacts, Yellowstone County Elections Administrator Brett Rutherford says his office is already set up to process ballots after Election Day. He says the bigger issue is ensuring voters have the correct information to submit envelopes in time.
Well, obviously, it's frustrating to have to change your message on a daily basis, especially now that the original instructions tell the voters to make sure they're back in our office by June 2nd. So we're just going to have to roll with it.
Rutherford advises voters to try to get their ballots into their local election office by June 2nd anyway, in case the new Election Day postmark deadline is overturned in the meantime. In Friday's injunction, the district court found the state's original ballot receipt deadline would, quote, significantly suppress voter turnout, unquote, by disproportionately burdening people who are Native American, elderly, disabled, poor, or first-time voters, among others. District Court Judge Donald Harris also wrote the deadline would, quote, only exacerbate voter suppression because of the COVID-19 pandemic, unquote. The court found the state failed to present any evidence that the deadline promotes a compelling state interest. Members of Montana's Democratic Party filed the initial challenge to the state's Election Day receipt deadline. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Just over half of Montana households have responded to the 2020 U.S. Census, according to the State Department of Commerce. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the state still trails the national response rate.
While 60% of households in the U.S. have completed the once-in-a-decade count, Montana's statewide response rate lags behind at 51%. At the county level, Yellowstone has the highest rate of participation at 68%. Petroleum has the lowest with less than 12%. The 2020 census will determine Montana's share of federal funding over the next 10 years, shape local voting districts, and determine whether Montana will get another representative in Congress. Like other rural states, Montana largely depends on census field workers to get the word out. The U.S. Census Bureau reopened some of its Montana offices in early May after the state started lifting restrictions related to COVID-19. The Bureau estimates 200,000 households will receive official packets on their doorsteps in the coming weeks. The form, which takes about 10 minutes to fill out, can also be completed online or by phone. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Authorities say a mountain biker was attacked by a grizzly bear Monday near the southern Montana community of Big Sky. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Morgan Jacobson told the Billings Gazette that the man was able to walk away and find help. The man, in his 60s, was airlifted to a hospital with injuries to his face and back and is stable in critical condition. Jacobson said the attack did not appear to be predatory. The trail is closed during the investigation. Authorities are not searching for the bear. Jacobson reminded people in bear country to carry bear spray, stay in groups, watch for signs of the animals, and keep away from areas with animal carcasses. It's not your imagination. It's been an unusually cool Montana May. That's about to change in a big way. Edward O'Brien reports.
Midsummer weather coming soon to a town near you. A high-pressure system building over western Montana will lead to temperatures warming to near 90 degrees by Friday. That's 15 to 20 degrees above normal for this time of year, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller in Missoula.
We still have at least 100% snowpack in most of the mountains. It's like the Clark Fork Basin is right at 100%. So we'll melt off more of that snow and put that in the rivers. So all the rivers will come up. The Clark Fork will stay above flood stage and it'll rise. It won't get as high as the last rise, but and everything else, like the Bitterroot River, looks like it's going to rise, but it should stay below any type of a flood stage right now.
Saturday could top out at 94 degrees before the system moves east to heat up eastern Montana. Kitzmiller says the heat wave may come as a shock given May's below normal temperatures. He advises caution to anyone turning to our swollen and cold rivers and streams to beat the heat.
It is really cold. I was taking a look around at stream temperatures and they're all, even lake temperatures, they're all in the 40s for the most part. Some are in the low 40s, some are a little bit warmer. That means it'll probably only take about an hour of being in that water before you actually get to hypothermia.
Forecast models are calling for the potential of strong to severe thunderstorms Saturday before temperatures moderate back into the 70s next week with increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.